T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number one.
All right, as we get set, just around 4 hours away from Texans-Panthers. You can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. And the issue all week is not getting better, Clint, and that is the injuries. We already know Tyrod Taylor is out, and Danny Amendola is out, and Nico Collins is out. And Terrence Mitchell is out. Then yesterday we heard from reports, Mark Berman reported this, that Justin Reed is expected not to play. And now it looks like Kamu Grugier-Hill is expected to miss the game as well with the knee injury. And Lonnie Johnson is going to be in there. And this is looking rough. The injuries are piling up. And Neville Hewitt's probably going to be called upon in this game, with Joe Thomas probably getting the start. So, not getting better. More defensive starters, and hell, more offensive, more just starters in general out in this game.
Yeah, this report here is defense heavy show, and that's, I'm more worried about the Carolina Panthers offense than I am their defense. I would be that way if the Texans were lock, stock, and barrel healthy. I would be more worried about their offense than I am their defense. I believe their defense can be countered. Offensively, you can do some things to slow down what they do and to give yourself a chance. Defensively, when with what I've seen from Sam Darnold, with the weapons that he has around him, with Joe Brady pulling the strings at the offensive coordinator position, I'm worried about this offense in a major way. Now you throw all these injuries on top of it. I don't know how they overcome Justin Reed not being there. Kamu Grugier-Hill not being there. Who'd you say? My man Pierre Louis.
Yeah, he's already
Kevin
out.
Kevin Pierre Louis.
Terrence Mitchell is that may be the biggest one.
So you're
Terrence
you're,
Mitchell out there.
You're talking about
situation.
two guys from the second level of the defense, and two dudes starters from the third level of the defense. That's going to be hard to overcome with the way that Joe Brady and Carolina can attack a defense. Now, the one thing that can happen, right? Is this defensive line.
They got to, man.
I mean, again, they've been good for two games. They've been really great through training camp and preseason games and all the training camp practice we've been to, and it's transitioned to the regular season. They've been really good. Tonight's going to be a major, major challenge, and there's just – zero chance that this defense holds up if they're not special up front.
You got to have the D-line try to do their best to contain Christian McCaffrey, which is not easy. You got to do your best to try to do that with the run game and not allow Sam Darnold to just be comfortable. Because if Sam Darnold just has time and can be comfortable with Christian McCaffrey as a receiving threat, with Moore, Robbie Anderson, and he's got a connection with Arnold, Dan Arnold, his tight end, then if he has time, I mean, he's gonna get you. I mean, and I'm not saying he's great, but I'm just saying his guys up against the guys that you have, no Terrence Mitchell, the back end, two safeties, he's gonna get you guys if they have time. So Charles Omenihu, Jacob Martin, a big night from you. They've got to be big tonight on their D-line.
If the D-line's not, they're in trouble, because I'm going to tell you, and I may be going out a little bit on a limb here, but Sam Darnold obviously is not going to be – is not and is never going to be in the tier of the top 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks in this league. But I believe he is going to firmly be planted in that second-tier quarterback in this league. This kid can make all the throws on and off platform. He moves well enough to extend the play with his legs and even go convert third downs with his legs. This kid's got a chance to be really special with everything he's got going on around him. It's going to be tough sledding for the Texans. The only way you counter the fact that you have so many injuries at the second and third level of your defense is if them down four, if they eat tonight. We'll see.
We'll see.
Big 3-3, number two.
And the other thing, Clint, it looks like in this game tonight, I don't know how much time they have. They have under 4 hours. Around 4 hours, it looks like they're going to stand still with this wide receiving crew. And I told you, I keep looking at this depth chart like it's going to change, and it is not. They are rolling deep right now. There have been no moves made from the practice squad like you've talked about with Chris Moore, anything. Right now, they are Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley, Anthony Miller, Andre Roberts. That's it.
Don't see how you do it.
That's four receivers. It's 308.
I don't know how you go into the game with that. The only thing I can think of is, one, I believe between now and game time, they're going to make a move. They'll make an announcement. I think number two, there's a good chance that they plan on being heavy, heavy, heavy 12 personnel. One back, two tight ends. And when they're out of one back and two tight ends, they're going to go to a two-back set.
Instead
of adding another receiver.
What you're saying, they do got – you know, Farrell Brown, Jordan Akins, Brevin Jordan, and Anthony Alclair. So, I mean, maybe they got
all. That's Anthony.
What did I say?
There's no H in there.
Did I say Anthony again? Yeah. I thought I said Anthony.
I thought you did it.
Did I say Anthony? I thought I said Anthony Alclair. Yeah. Anthony. They got four tight ends.
Emphasize that Anthony.
Anthony.
There it is.
Ant Alclair. Yeah. Are we going to see a bigger role for Brevin Jordan tonight? I don't know.
I don't like that option. But hey, man, it's first year of a rebuild, man. Let's see if the young kid can make some plays. Hell, why not?
Okay, is that Chris Moore?
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
As we're talking about it, Houston Texans breaking news. Tyler, you got some breaking news that I just broke.
Yeah, the Texans have officially brought Jeff Driskel and Chris Moore onto the team, and they are going to sign the following player to the active roster. That is Joey Sly as well, the kicker.
Thank God almighty. Okay, Chris Moore, like you've talked about, is up on the practice, because I'm telling you, that was not adding up. That look of those four was not adding up.
It would be criminal to go into a game with that particular roster, those roster numbers at the wide receiver position. I think Chris Moore is a great add to this roster, given where they're at. One, he knows the offense. Most importantly, he's been with the team through training camp.
God.
Two, he's a veteran. He's had 4 years in the league with, I believe, Baltimore all 4 years, 16 through 20. May even be 5 years. But anyway. He is a veteran who should be able to retain and apply the not only the playbook at one receiver position, but he should be able to back up all three positions across the board, so that he is now your number four receiver in the game, and Andre Roberts is back to your emergency five if you do have two guys go down. So I love this move by the Texans. It was a smart move, obvious at cut down date, but a smart move to keep him in the organization and keep him as on tap and ready, if you will, because you were already thin at wide receiver. You knew at some point you were going to need him. Here we are, week three, and Chris Moore's on the roster going to play.
If you're just missing it, the Texans now have 4.5 wide receivers going into this game. They had 3.5. They've got four, and Andre Roberts gets set to play tonight. So that's the breaking news. Chris Moore, Joey Sly, and Jeff Driskel, who everyone's thrilled about, called up, and they're going to be active tonight.
Big 3-3, number three.
All right, last night, the Astros, they won in 12 innings, extra innings. They won 9-5 after a wild game, giving up the lead and then getting it back on a hit from Yordan Alvarez, who was special last night, went deep, had an RBI double. They win 9-5. Their magic number is 3. It's over again. But the big story is Yordan Alvarez didn't finish the game. He was pulled out of the game, and this was Dusty Baker's reasoning for it.
He was sore. I just couldn't take a chance of, you know, when you're sore, that's when you got a good chance of hurting something, pulling something. And with Michael already on the IL, we just could not take a chance. I mean, he's such a big presence in our lineup and a big bat. You know, we had to protect him. I just thought it was better to take him out of the game. And, you know, even though you're risking the game, I knew his spot had a good chance of coming up later, but we just can't lose him. So, and he probably won't play tomorrow. So, you know, I think he needs a blow so he can really be strong down the stretch and into October, hopefully.
Oh, God, yes.
What inning did he pull him out in?
Cooler heads.
I went to bed in the seventh inning. What inning did he pull him out in, Tyler?
I'm not even sure. I just wish the listeners could see your face right now, Clint.
Thank God. Cooler heads are prevailing.
You know,
he's not going to play tonight.
That's not cooler heads.
No, it is.
No. That's Dusty's ass crawfish.
He's sitting out.
Dusty pulled him out again for defensive reasons, and it bit him in the ass because his spot in the lineup came up not once. And not once, but
why
I believe that spot in the lineup came back twice.
Why
he's sore from
sore?
What?
He's running out
the
outfield.
The hell is he sore from?
The outfield. His legs. He's got two surgically repaired knees.
These guys are fixing
sitting
to go,
down.
These guys are fixing to go out here and have a car accident, have 20 car accidents tonight. Actually,
well, he's
they're going to have
70
car accidents tonight, and Laramie Tunsil is going to be at practice on Monday morning running sprints.
He's not playing football.
You want to talk about being sore? You
he's
be
got
kidding
sore
me.
Knees.
Oh,
God damn it.
I ain't never heard of baseball.
Sitting down the rest of the way.
Never heard of a baseball team having more guys that are sore.
Dusty, James, sit him down the rest of the way.
I'm
this
from
is
a different
preparing
generation.
From the postseason.
It's
don't
no
mess
longer
with those
hot
knees.
But it's no
we're
longer hot the, butter soft. It's show soft.
We're done with left field.
Kidding me.
We're done
sore
with the outfield. DH, sit him down. Did not take it. Did you hear him? Can't take a chance on him. Thank you. He's not playing in the next game. Thank you.
You know
he's not
saying.
Playing today. Cooler heads have prevailed. Finally, someone's stepping in.
You read my
what
face?
What are we doing out? He's sore. Get him out.
You got to be kidding me.
Good
you
God
be
Almighty.
Kidding me.
Thank
you.
You
and Dusty Baker are on the show, Ugly Soft. I'm
sore. Not here. I'm out here trying
sore
to win a championship.
I'm
and
sore.
And we've got to
win
protect your Don.
Coming
get up.
The hell out of
how
here.
Did we define success? For Davis Mills tonight. How do we define that? We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, if you missed it, the latest news. The Texans finally have added to their receiving core. Chris Moore has been signed, and he is brought up from the practice squad, joining kicker Joey Sly, which we knew was coming. And everyone's favorite backup quarterback, Jeff Driskel. He is also signed from the practice squad. But, Clint, we were sitting here looking. Hell, I know I have been most of the day. When are the Texans? They cannot roll through here with 3.5 receivers like they have. And now they've added Chris Moore. You see him getting a lot of time and impacting the game in some way tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you have to. I mean, you got a guy that again can back up all four positions, Joe. So I mean, all three positions, and I say three. There could be four. Hell, there could be five. But he can back up any position at the wide receiver position, the boundary receiver, the field receiver, or the slot receiver. So, I would expect anytime one of the receivers taps their hat, anytime one of them gets nicked up, I would think that Chris Moore would be the first one in the game pretty quickly. And I would imagine he'd see the field in the first drive.
So, yeah, okay. So I was going to say, so Chris Moore isn't just a, hey, we need some depth. We only got, just in case somebody gets injured, we have two guys that go out like last week. We're bringing them in. You think he's somebody that's got a chance to actually get snaps?
Yeah, no, I think he'll get run tonight. I think he'll get run the first drive. I think he's probably a guy that Davis Mills feels really comfortable throwing the football to, because he's been working with him a lot throughout the preseason. And so, like I said, he's a veteran, man. He's a fourth or fifth year guy in the league. He's obviously you don't stay in the league that long if you're an unbelievably gifted player, then you can stay in the league regardless of how smart you are, because they'll couch you at that boundary receiver and just go, hey, we're gonna throw 50-50 balls to you and you can make a bunch of money. But if you're not that gifted, then you better be a pretty sharp player and be able to back up multiple positions. And so this guy brings a little something to the table for the Texans. I don't think it's somebody they're gonna rely heavily on and game plan around, but definitely a guy that I think gets run in the first series of the game, assuming it's not a three and out.
Yeah, so that's the latest here. Chris Moore has been signed from the practice squad and will be active. And as Clint said, he thinks he's going to get some run potentially in the first drive. So it's not just a depth move, somebody they're going to use tonight potentially. And you brought up him being familiar with Davis Mills. That was somebody they played a lot of second and third team together. So he understands him, and he's thrown to him a lot. With that, now with that being set, the receivers we know got some injury issues, but we know who's there. Tim Kelly against this defense, that's the number one defense. We just heard Nick Wilson, who covers the Panthers, say that he thinks this defense is real. Define to me what success should be for with Davis Mills tonight. 713-572-4610. You can text in what you think success for Davis Mills is. But to you, Clint, what is it?
I'll start statistically. I'll just give you some numbers, right? So people can remember it and check it throughout the game and see where he's at. I would go 60% completion. I would go, these are my over-unders, right? Over, I consider the night a success. Under, you got some work to do, okay? 60% completion, which I think that's the biggest number of the bunch, by the way. 200-plus yards, at least one touchdown, and I will allow you to throw one interception to make one poor decision in this football game.
So 200, 60%. Those are doable, right? Like, you think those
very
are doable?
I think they're very reachable, yes. I think they're very reachable. If we end this game and Davis Mills completes 63% of his balls for 225 yards and two touchdowns and no or one interception, I think I would call it a success for Davis Mills. Regardless of what the scoreboard says, I would say that Davis Mills had a quality first start as a rookie in the NFL.
So in two quarters, he was 8 of 18.
That ain't going to get it.
Okay. Under 100 yards, he had a touchdown and a pick against the Browns in the second half. So that's where he was. I guess that's one way. As I said, 713-572-4610. Text in with what you would define as success. As Clint is saying, 60% completion, 200 yards passing, one touchdown, one pick in terms of stats. That would be success to him. But that's not always it, right? I don't know if I've worked with anybody more that just doesn't say, all right, there's stats, but my eyes, what do my eyes say?
Yep.
So what are you looking for in terms of eyes? Like, when you watch it, the things that define success to you, not just stats.
Well, I think first and foremost, we talked a lot last week about the unforced errors. So you said it three or four times. Heck, I think you mentioned it a couple of times today, turning the wrong way on run plays.
Yeah.
Like, right, like you've had all week to prepare.
That can't happen.
You're the starter. Those kinds of things can't happen. Now, let's take it a little bit more difficult in terms of eliminating unforced errors. Like, holding the football is going to be a major problem. Like, we've talked about how fast this team is. We talk about how they can win one-on-one battles. Like, holding the football for a young rookie quarterback is a major, major issue. If this guy proves that he can hold the ball, extend plays, make big throws, be smart with the football in more chaotic situations, then down the road, we'll hold the football, we'll pad it, we'll take a little more risk. Right now, I think that he's got to eliminate the unforced errors that he makes that are the simple ones, as well as the ones that occur because he holds the ball too long, or he holds the ball too loosely. He doesn't trust the play call, doesn't trust the protection. Like the unforced errors, they you just can't win with them. And if you're a rookie quarterback, they snowball on you. You just can't. It's just hard to have success, and it's hard to develop when those things are going on. So I would say eliminating the unforced errors, and then the big one, of course, we know with Davis Mills, is you got to minimize the risk you take in the pass game, man. I mean, he throws way too many balls into coverage. He throws way too many balls into tight coverage. You watch the guys that do it great, that do it really, really well, and have done it really well for a long time. They find the open guy. And if that open guy is the running back 4 yards downfield standing there facing you, they'll take it all day long, right? I mean, you can't make a living in this league consistently throwing to guys that have created 6 inches of separation. Do you need to be able to do that from time to time? Sure, yeah. You need to have a guy pulling the trigger that on 3rd and 8, you get a, like that play last week when he threw the interception. Like, you need a guy that can rip that and hit Andre Roberts right in the chest, and it's not even close to an interception. But you're not going to make a living consistently forcing balls into tight windows. Like, just minimize the risk you take in the passing game. If it's cloudy at all, don't hang on it. Just check it down, man. That's what Davis Mills, to me, again, win or lose, that's obviously ultimately winning is obviously the goal. But win or lose, we're just talking about quarterback play. We're not talking about winning and losing. We're talking about quarterback play. If he does those things and this team still loses the ball game,
you're coming tomorrow and say that's
– when you evaluate the quarterback for the Houston Texans, take all things into consideration, you come in and you go, he improved.
That was successful. All right, as we talk here and get you set and get you ready for tonight's game – as the Texans take on the Panthers on Thursday Night Football, one of the great things that we do here is try to raise awareness for National Suicide Prevention Month, which is currently happening right now. Join us for our special program of I'm Listening. It's a 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and in sports, Clint.
Yeah, those big names, they're going to be sharing their experience and insight on mental health and dealing with their own mental health issues. And a couple of those big names, they're part of our family right here at Sports Radio 610, Seth Payne and Cecil Shorts. They'll be opening up about their own struggles and their own successes when it comes to dealing with mental health personally.
All right, it's tomorrow night right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. And please remember, you're not alone out there. For more info, go to imlistening.org. All right, Charch is up next, fantasy football, and there's a lot involved with this game tonight. Like, should you have the balls to start Brandon Cooks?
We'll discuss that
next. Yeah,
have purple drink will keep you warm on a cold day.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, we are just over, a little over 3 hours away from tonight's big game, Thursday Night Football. This is the only primetime game the Texans have tonight. Remember, behind us, 4:20 sharp. Texans countdown with Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast starts right after us, live, if you're out there, at NRG from Bud Light Plaza inside NRG. Make sure you're there. And make sure, hey, step out of there. Texas Star Grill Shop tailgate is in the northwest corner, Blue Lot 21. Right next to the boulevard. I know Clint's going to make an appearance out there. I'm going to make me an appearance out there. So big one tonight. Big one tonight as we await Charch and get the latest on fantasy, especially with what's going on tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, I think the crowd's going to play a big part of it. I'm hoping that the crowd really, really jumps in and they help the Texans tonight. Because that's going to be a that, that's going to be a big help. Primetime games, standalone games, the crowd, that may help give some extra juice to the boys tonight, because they are, I mean, they are in an uphill battle right now with all the injuries and things like that, and they need all the extra help they can get.
Yeah, look, you definitely hope the crowd can make some kind of impact at some point in time in the game, and you know, it would be nice. Again, it's, if you've ever had a reason over the last couple of years, or really the last this year, if you needed a reason to get to a game and be excited about a game, it would be this week. Your team's sitting at 1-1. It's prime time Thursday night. Get your weekend started quick. And the Carolina Panthers are a lot better than we thought they were going to be. I think it's fair to say that the Texans are better than we thought they were going to be at this point in time. So, yeah, it's going to be a hell of an – I would think it's going to be a pretty damn good environment over at NRG tonight.
Yeah, we'll be out there. Can't wait for it. Charge. Charge is with the CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com. Make sure you check that out. Always great stuff going on there. This is a big one tonight, even from the fantasy perspective, because, listen, the Texans have some surprise guys out there, especially Brandon Cooks. The way he's performed, he's had to be a receiver that you start. Now, though, Tyrod Taylor is out, Davis Mills is in. What does that change for offensive threats for the Texans?
Well, unfortunately, it probably changes a lot. And, you know, Mills was one of my favorite, like, day two prospects from the draft, but really wanted him to sit on the bench for a year because he only had 14 college starts, and just wanted to let that kid grow from the bench, and was hoping not to see him in week two of this season, but here we are. And one other kind of disadvantage, the way this worked out, is sometimes that first start rookie gets a little bit of advantage because the defense has got no tape on that kid other than some really vanilla preseason stuff. And unfortunately got thrown into the fire. And so there's a little bit of tape for Carolina to look at and try to figure out some of his tendencies and weaknesses based on what they saw from last week, which is, you know, kind of a downside too. But the arm talent was, I thought it was, there was already some signs of some real arm talent that we saw last week. The kids got something in that arm. And the hope is, you know, that he can get enough going here that he can at least get Brandon Cooks going from a fantasy standpoint. And I've still got a starting grade on Cooks, even with this change of quarterback. And, you know, Cooks has been around the block so many times, and Nico Collins on IR, just enough balls come his way. I think he's still probably sitting on a good game. And that offense, I think, largely goes through Brandon Cooks, and I'm including the running game in that. Do you see it any differently than that?
No, I think so. I think he appears in the first 2 weeks the number one guy they want to get involved, and the touches he gets, 9 catches yesterday or last week, I think 14 targets. So he's somebody they want to get the ball to. But it does, I think Clinton and I, we talked about it, does change a bit with Davis Mills, though.
Yeah, it changes a bit, and I think they're still going to attempt to get him to football, maybe even more so than when Tyrod Taylor was there. I think this is a big game for Tim Kelly to really scheme some things up, and I think the number one guy in as they scheme and as they game plan all week long is Brandon Cooks. So I would be shocked if Brandon Cooks' numbers dropped. I really would. Like I think there's going to be more of an emphasis to get him touches. What about let's talk about the defense for Carolina as it pertains to Davis Mills. I mean, any thing there that you go, okay, rookie quarterback, do rookie quarterbacks ever swing your decisions on defenses?
Yeah, you know, yes, it does, because the best way for a fantasy defense to get points, Clint, is to have a quarterback make mistakes, absorb sacks, throw interceptions, strip sack fumbles. I mean, those are, you know, we're looking for quarterbacks to make mistakes, and first start rookie quarterbacks got that written all over it. So, I mean, Carolina's defense is a very strong candidate for fantasy use tonight. And the other side of it is, if you're, depending on how your scoring system works, if you just get points for not allowing a lot of points or yards, this run defense for Carolina is insane. Through 2 games, the leading rusher against Carolina has 24 yards. And I'm sure you've mentioned this before, Alvin Kamara with the 5 yards rushing last week. Remember, Carolina committed their entire draft 2 years ago to defense, every single pick. And now a year later, it's all starting to come to fruition. And this has turned into a frighteningly good defense very quickly. And that part worries me a lot. And it's why I'm not starting any of the Houston running backs, even though all of them have had moments where they've been shockingly good. This feels like a very, very tough matchup.
Paul Charchin, CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com, is with us, one of the best in the business in terms of fantasy. He talked about the Panthers defense. One of the storylines in this game is the injuries, and it's not just Tyrod Taylor, but the Texans are going to be out their best corner. They're going to be out their best safety, who I think is their best defensive player in Justin Reed. They're out. They've had some injuries already up the linebacking core. Their starting linebacker, Kevin Pierre-Louis, is out, and now Kamu Grugier-Hill, who is his backup, he is out of this game.
Oh, jeez.
Defensive line, they've got some problems. So they've got some issues, and the first thing our producer, Tyler, came in and said is, I am starting Sam Darnold. I am starting Sam Darnold. So what for fantasy owners in this Carolina offense, and when you look at the issues, especially injury-wise with the Texans, what does that bode for?
Well, obviously Christian McCaffrey's a start. We don't even expand on that. I like Sam Darnold. He's my quarterback ranked 16 this week. And even though your defense has outperformed my expectations in each of the first two games, they were still facing Trevor Lawrence in his first ever game and a very run heavy Browns offensive game plan. And I think that your secondary hasn't really been tested yet. And here comes Sam Darnold off 300 yards and two touchdowns. And he's got some good receivers. And the guy that I really want to call out, you know, you mentioned you're missing a starting cornerback in safety. Robbie Anderson ranks number one in the NFL in average targeted air yards at 21.5. That's his average targeted air yards. So it's bombs away to Robbie Anderson. And I worry without the full complement of your secondary that Robbie Anderson is going to haul in some of those. He hasn't yet this year, but this could be the game, and he's my favorite sneaky play here. DJ Moore is the more obvious play. Mostly he's going to line up against Vernon Hargreaves, who's allowed 20 touchdowns in his coverage since he came into the league, and he's consistently been beatable. And I think DJ Moore is the more obvious ploy, but I love Robbie Anderson to have a potential explosion tonight.
Charge, let's bounce around the league a little bit here, man. For Sunday, I'll start with Jameis Winston, 5 touchdowns in week one, and fell off big time last week. I mean, what do you make of him? You riding that Jameis Winston train, or is it too inconsistent?
Way too inconsistent for me, and the real worry for me is the volume. I mean, Jameis Winston is averaging 21 passes a game. That's it. I mean, this is throwback leather helmet stuff here at 21 passes a game, and certainly not what we're used to from this offense with Drew Brees. And if that's all he's going to get, he is so dead in the water this week against the Patriots. So I went back and looked at the average Patriot game against Bill Belichick over the last 5 years when you throw 21 or fewer passes. Against Belichick, the average result is 107 passing yards and 0.2 touchdowns when you throw 21 or fewer passes. So I'm nervous about the volume here and a very tough matchup for Jameis Winston.
No, yeah, I can see that. You just don't know what you're going to get with Jameis. Speaking about other quarterbacks, for me, this is a dilemma I have. I have Matt Stafford on my team as my starter. And he's facing a tough Buccaneers team. But then I also have Justin Fields. And Justin Fields is making his debut. Your thoughts in that scenario, and how startable is a guy like Justin Fields, who's a dual threat guy?
Let's hit on both guys. I think Stafford's fascinating too, and he's way up at quarterback 4 this week. So here's what happens when everybody plays the Bucs. They try running for like a quarter, and then it never works because the Bucs' run defense is awesome. And then it's just bombs away the rest of the game. The Bucs are facing 53 passes per game. 53 on average so far. So, you know, that makes Stafford so safe if he's going to get anywhere near that kind of volume. Super, super safe. Now for Fields, fascinating matchup. It's we keep talking about these first-start rookies. First-start rookie. But he goes up against a Browns defense that's dramatically improved in its secondary in particular. They brought in free agent Troy Hill at cornerback. Denzel Ward comes back off missing all of last year. And then their first-round pick, Greg Newsome, at cornerback has been great so far. Myles Garrett's already racked up 8 pressures in 2 games. It is hard to pass on Cleveland. And Justin Fields is going to have to get it done on the ground. We just don't know how they're going to use him on the ground. My hope is it's going to be designed runs. And we've seen Patrick Mahomes and then Tyrod Taylor end up scoring rushing touchdowns on Cleveland. So, you know, the hope is that they'll run him some and that might help you. But we don't know for sure if he's going to get the kinds of designed runs that ultimately will make him a valuable fantasy producer in this, his first game.
All right, Charge, before we get you out of here, you talked about Robbie Anderson as a potential sneaky pick. What other sleepers you got this week for fantasy owners?
How about we'll keep with rookie quarterbacks. How about Mac Jones of the Patriots facing a depleted Saints secondary that just got picked apart by Sam Darnold? We mentioned his 300 yards and two scores. It was against the Saints last week. They're missing their cornerback Marshon Lattimore. They got a bunch of replacement grade corners, including Bradley Roby, who you remember. You know, Paulson Adebo is a starting cornerback there. PJ Williams, one of the lowest graded Pro Football Focus corners of the last 5 years. This is a great chance for Mac Jones, who's completed 74% of his passes, but hasn't scored touchdowns yet. Just one touchdown in two games. This is the chance for him to fill out the box score a bit, and I like him as a sneaky sleeper this week.
All right. Charge, always good to hear from you. What's going on with Guillotine?
All of my player rankings available for free at guillotineleagues.com. And if you want to play the freshest new way to play fantasy football, Guillotine League style, we're always forming new leagues, private leagues, public leagues. You can find a way to play at guillotineleagues.com.
I forgot to ask you this. People were really ticked off last week. They wanted to know, what were you actually wearing? Because many people had so many guesses. What were you actually wearing last week?
Assless chaps.
I figured that's what it was.
He sounds like an assless chaps guy.
He does, doesn't he? Always has. Yeah. And his hair combed beautifully.
Purple drank.
That's right. Assless.
Purple drank.
Thank you, get out of here, Charge.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you next week. All right, that's Paul Charchi at GuillotineLeagues.com. Still Brandon Cook, still a startable guy. As Tyler said, he is going all the way with Sam Darnold, baby. That is a safe, probably a good and safe play tonight. As we get ready for this game, question for you guys. I know you guys are much more into the line of the games than I am, who understand the betting and things. The line is at 8 right now. It started this week at the beginning at 4 when Tyrod Taylor was thought to be playing, as they thought the Panthers had the advantage. And now when Taylor's injury came about, knew he wasn't going to play, it went up to 7, and now it's at 8. Is that fair? Is that fair? Texans at home against the Panthers, 2-0, who beat the Jets and who beat the Saints. Is that a fair line, you think?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think it's a fair line. I think all things considered, it's a fair line. I think it's spot on.
Yeah, rookie quarterback. The 4 gets me, though. Like, if Tyrod Taylor were playing in this game, I would, I don't bet, but I would certainly take that. If Tyrod Taylor was playing and they were healthy, I don't see this. Because to me, when I see 7 or 8, that means the Texans are getting, 3 points for being at home, right? See, this is like a 10 or 11 point spread, and I don't think the Panthers are that much better, especially if the Texans were healthy.
Yeah, so, well, that's the problem, is they're not. I mean, ultimately, that there's
headed at 4.
Them jokers are missing a lot of folks here.
That part is.
And if you're the outside looking in, you got to look at this thing and go, man, how they gonna score points? You know, how they gonna move the football? How the hell are they gonna stop Sam Darnold and company? I think it's a fair line, and it's tough money to bet on the old Texans if you want to go that direction.
Come on, Tyler, you got the balls this week?
No, man, I was listening to Payne and Pendergast this morning, and I'd been considering it. I was talking myself into putting some money on this game, but Darren Revelle was on with them, and he said, man, you know, this is just one of those games where you got to be smart and just sit back and watch. He's like, you can't. I think he actually at one point with Seth and Sean said, this is an unbettable game.
What is the total?
The total.
I wonder what he's leaning, like what Tyler would lean to. You think he's.
Oh, he's leaning Texans, no question.
Over under 43.
Oh, wow.
If the Texans got to +9, I think I'd do it.
Really?
Yeah. But as long as it's sticking at that +8, yeah.
At one point, it's going to swing you all the way to do it, huh?
That one point.
I think it would.
At one point.
Usually it's at one drink, but now it's at one point.
Or a combination of both.
Ooh, good call. Yeah, I've made some really dumb bets when I was drunk before, no question.
That's a fact.
Well,
that's
yes.
Dangerous.
Out there on that out there tailgating a little bit, and you know when you get out of that car, you park.
You start feeling real good.
I ain't gonna bet. I'm not gonna be stupid. I'm not gonna bet it. And you get over and you get to drink, and everybody's got that gear on. Everybody's got that music banging. Maybe
you're
the early games
got
playing.
You're feeling real good.
Oh, yeah. Hey Stern, what do you think about that Davis Mills guy? I think Davis Mills will be all right. I think he's been around the park. A lot of arm talent. He's got a chance.
Did I convince it yourself?
Next thing you know, we're dropping a couple hundred on the Texans based off Davis Mills' 11-game sample size arm strength.
Can you see Clint now? Man, I remember that. That 11-on-11 they had, boy, he hit Chris Moore. Chris Moore's back. You know what? Hell yeah!
I
guess I wouldn't touch this one. You know, I ain't touched it. Come on, man, step up there, Tyler. You've been betting all week.
If he gets to 9, I will.
Go ahead and do it. All right, coming up, Clint Sterner's football at 4, and he's got advice for Davis Mills that he wished someone would have given him on his first start, which he won by. May I add? That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
It is game day, baby. Thursday night football, the Houston Texans versus the Carolina Panthers right here in our own backyard, NRG Stadium. We got 3 hours and 20 minutes to kick off. I can't wait to get down there. I'm going to do a little tailgating with my guys over at Texas Star Grill Shop. I can smell the meat on the grill from here. Can you believe that, show? I know we can see the stadium.
You can smell it from here?
I can smell the damn meat on the grill from here. Mm. Well, man, it's fun. I can't wait to get there, baby. Kickoff, again, in 3 hours and 20 minutes. We're right up against it. The starting quarterback tonight for the Houston Texans is rookie Davis Mills, third-round draft pick in this year's draft. It's his first start. And, show, I got a little advice for our guy. I hope he's listening. And I wish someone would have told me this before my first start or just as I was a rookie quarterback in the league trying to figure things out. And the number one thing is he's got to have a short memory. He's got to have a short-term memory. And, look, that's coach speak. I get it. But coach speak is real talk, and it's an important part of the game. And as a quarterback, you got to have a short-term memory. You got to – good, bad, or indifferent, you got to erase that last play and dial in on the next play. You got to erase that last drive and dial in on the next drive. Hey, if you have a good first quarter, you got to erase it because that second quarter's coming at you, and it can come at you fast. And so I just think that play to play, drive to drive, and literally touchdown or interception or three and out or 10-play drive that ends in points, Davis Mills has to erase that last drive up or last play out of his mind and literally have the shortest-term memory he's ever had, because if not, you can get yourself in trouble in the league. That short-term memory tonight is going to be big for Davis Mills.
From your experience, is that problematic with quarterbacks, being around young quarterbacks? Yep. You're being a young quarterback yourself.
Yep.
That you carry that in. You make a – I'm thinking it's not even have to be picks. It's like, damn, I missed that guy.
Yeah.
I missed that guy, and I'm carrying that with me for multiple drives.
No question.
And it messes
no
with
question.
Your head.
I tell you, it bit me in the second half against the New York Giants. I mean, I let it snowballed on me. Ended up throwing 4 picks in the second half, and you throw 1 pick, and then you almost get off into a you almost zone out and start worrying about, well, man, it's getting bad. Man, it's getting even worse. Man, boom, next thing you know, the game is over and you lost. So, the short-term memory aspect of it is got to be out of. I mean, it's just got to be there. And in fact, show I'll talk. You know, my when I blew up in the second half against the Giants, a big problem there was I had such a good first half.
Yeah.
That in the second half I thought, damn, this is easy. Yeah, let's rock and roll. Well, it wasn't so easy when it got down to cutting time in the fourth quarter. So,
yeah.
Again, whether it's good or bad, Davis Mills has to have a short-term memory. Number two, show. Davis Mills has a tendency to force the ball down the field and to want to try to make a play every single snap. Every time a pass play is called, he's trying to make a big play. And if I'm Davis Mills, if I'm Tim Kelly right now, I'm telling Davis Mills, hey, man, it ain't about how many great plays you make tonight. It's about minimizing the negative plays that you make tonight. That's it. Hey, if you check the football down and we go back and watch the film on Monday and, man, you had somebody screaming up the sideline for a touchdown for 50 yards, hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I need you in the frame of mind tonight that you get through your progression. If anything's cloudy at all, just check it down, right? Gain you 2-3 yards. That running back may break a tackle and give you 8 yards. Now you're in second and two. It's okay if you pass up a deep shot or if you miss something because it's cloudy and things are happening really fast in your first start. It's okay to check the football down. Minimize the number of negative plays that you make. Don't worry about making a bunch of great plays, right? Don't pass up for sure for Samo, right? That's ultimately what Davis Mills has to do tonight. And he has to be reminded of it consistently.
So what you've seen of him, and you've watched a lot of him in training camp, you've watched a lot of him in practice, in preseason, you think that's going to be a problem tonight for him?
It's likely. It's likely that Davis Mills will go through stretches in this game forcing the football down the field.
Let's go.
The most regular season game-like action that we saw from Davis Mills was the last preseason game of the year against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And there was definitely several moments in that second half where he was forcing the football down the field. He was trying to make a play on every ball that was snapped and taking way too much risk with the football. And so he's got to turn that corner at some point. We saw him do it in training camp. I think early in training camp you saw him kind of pull the reins back a little bit and things started to be a little more clear to him. He started to take checkdowns. He started to take the underneath throws and be patient with the shots down the field. And then, boom, the Tampa Bay game, it all started over again. So at some point, he's got to turn that corner of being okay checking the football down. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, and he has zero problem throwing the check down 10 straight plays. Hell, Tom Brady probably tell you, hell, I wish they'd let me just check this thing down and go 10 for 10 for 52 yards and converting first downs. I guarantee you he'd want that. So Davis Mills has to do it. Short-term memory off the jump. Good, bad, or indifferent, forget the last play and move on. Minimize the negative plays. Don't worry about making great plays, right? Take the check down. The third thing, I'm sitting down right now. It's 4:07. They're probably getting dressed right now, fixing to go out, maybe getting to the station right the stadium right now over at NRG. I'd sit down with Tim Kelly. I'd say, Tim Kelly, let me get you for about 5 minutes. I'd say, hey, coach, here's what I want, man. We got the game plan. The game plan's money. We feel really good about what we're going to do, right? But I need you to not be afraid to over-communicate with me. I need you to, on a certain play call that we may dial up something that's a deep shot, I need you to remind me, hey, man, if it ain't there, check it down. Right, if we're backed up in our own, you know, we're taking the snap and I'm dropping back inside my own end zone, right? Hey, man, be smart with the ball, get it out quick. Know where you're at on the field. Hey, if you're getting in the red zone, right? If I'm Tim Kelly, the first time they're in the red zone, the first thing I'm in that speaker, in that little mic, telling Davis Mills is, hey, we're in the red zone, we're in field goal range, no penalties, no sacks, no turnovers. Right? No penalties, no sacks, no turnovers. We got three, baby. We've got three. Whatever you do, don't take us out of field goal range. And it don't have to be like you're begging him to do something. It can be just a quick mention. But I know that if I'm Davis Mills, I want my coach over-communicating with me all night tonight on the sideline and when I'm in the game, because it's very easy for a rookie quarterback to get overwhelmed and worry about, hey, man, it's third and eight, man. I got to get this completion and not even think about, hey, we're backed up. Or, hey, we're in field goal range, you know, or hey, these guys have a tendency to dial up blitzes on third down and you need to be careful with the football. Like, it's just better off if the offensive play caller's mind is working as well and if there's a great line of communication when you got a rookie quarterback.
Who was your Tim Kelly, and did you feel like you had that level of communication that you're saying you think Davis Mills should have?
Wade Wilson was my guy, and Wade was great. Wade was really, really good. He was not my offensive coordinator, though, so it was a little bit of a tug-of-war. Like, Wade was there for me on the sideline. Like, I remember when it went south against the Giants and I'm throwing picks out there, Wade's going, Clint, man, settle down. You good? Like, are you seeing everything good? But when I'd go back on the field, it was a different voice in my ear, right? It wasn't Wade Wilson. So It was a little bit different. It was a little bit different because I didn't have the same voice in my ear. But I also didn't make it a point to tell Wade, like, hey, man.
I need you
to stay in.
But you're not thinking that at 20.
At 20, I'm just out there. I'm starting for the Dallas Cowboys. Hell, I had a big time first half. Hell, yeah, I'm just out there. No, I just, in hindsight, I really wish that there was an effort, to sit down between every drive and say, all right, let's look at this next situation that's coming up. You know, you sit down on the last drive like midway through the first quarter. I mean, midway through the second quarter, there should be a conversation about, hey, if we get this ball back, if we get it back with 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to have a normal drive. But hey, we might get this ball back with 2 minutes. If we get it back with 2 minutes, remember, here's what we're going to do in our 2 minutes. Like, there's always room to communicate and put that quarterback in a better state of mind to go out there and play better football. Some quarterbacks may not need it. I know personally I needed it, and I'd be willing to bet you that Davis Mills, as young as he is, would absolutely benefit from it and probably would want it. So to run those three things down, what I would tell Davis Mills before his first start is short-term memory. If you throw a touchdown, forget about it. If you throw an interception, forget about it. If you have a great first half, forget about it. If you had a bad first half, forget about it. You got to come out and play the rest of the football game. Take what they give you. Take the check down. There's nothing wrong with that. Minimize the mistakes that you make. That's number two. Number three, I would make sure Tim Kelly knows, don't hold anything back. Communicate with me, coach, all four quarters, man. Keep me in the right spot mentally so I have the best chance to play winning football.
They got a chance tonight? Do they have a chance to win this game? Yep. Like a real chance, not like a miracle thing. Something has to go. A lot of stuff has to go bad where you didn't know this was going to happen. Like they got a.
So you're telling me there's a chance
to win this game?
To win the game or cover?
To win the game, Clint. I ain't talking about no damn cover. To win the game.
No, I think they got too many injuries. I think Carolina's too good, and I think they got too many injuries. If you're asking me to pick one right now, I'm picking Carolina.
Yeah. Up next behind us. The pregame show with Seth and Sean.
Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us that great info, Sean.
That's right. Texans countdown with Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast starts coming up at 4:20 right after us. I know Clint's head down to Texas Star Grill Shop to their tailgate, northwest corner, Blue Lot 21. I may join you.
Come on down. I'll be there.
I know you
will. I'll be there, man.
I may join you. Remember tonight, hey, if you're still trying to look to get in the house, you want to get out there and tailgate and get in. Texans, their tickets for tonight's game still available at HoustonTexans.com/tickets. Should be a fun night. Yeah, I'm with you, Clint. I think this is just too much with the injuries. Chris Moore has been added to the roster, so they do have now 4.5 receivers.
Ain't on one.
Hopefully Andre Roberts doesn't have to get out there. Clint, long day for you. No, you got the post game with Sean.
Ain't no heel for a stepper. Come on.
Great job today, Tyler. I'm Ron the Show, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Me a Coors Light and jump off in this pool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.